Many of you have asked for it, and so I spent some of my paternity leave creating it, an introductory Stoicism course. The best part? I've launched it using Gumroad's Pay What You Want model. So if you want to pay $0, you can get the course for free. That's right, free. Learn more and enroll in the course by going to understandingstoicism.com. That's understandingstoicism.com.
I have used a lot of commerce platforms in the past. By far, the most robust is Shopify. No matter how complex your business needs and no matter how large your business grows, Shopify can handle it. And they do handle it for brands like Rothy's, Ruggable, Allbirds, Knox, Magnolia, Brooklinen, Glossier, and Cotton, to name a few. You may already use another e-commerce platform, and you may be super unhappy with it, but you've already put a lot of work into it, and migrating to Shopify could seem impossible. But I'm here to tell you that it is quite easy. When I migrated to Shopify back in 2022, their apps and tools meant I just had to make a few clicks, and everything was ported over as if by magic. Shopify also lets you design your storefront however you like, which, from personal experience, I know isn't the case for many other commerce platforms out there. All these features and all this control can result in more sales more often, so stop leaving sales on the table. Switch your business to Shopify today and discover why millions trust Shopify as their all-in-one commerce platform to build, grow, and run their businesses. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial at shopify.com/practical, all lowercase. That's 1 month for just $1 at shopify.com/practical. shopify.com/practical.
Good morning, Prakaptan. Today we are hearing a meditation all about Severus Snape. Wait, no, that's probably not right. I've just still got Harry Potter on the brain since this month's movie club just finished, and we're about to regroup to go through our worksheets. What movie club, you ask? Why, the Stoic Path movie club, of course, which you can learn more about at stoicismpod.com/path. As for today's meditation, it really is about Severus, just not the Snape sort. This is Marcus's brother, and here's the meditation. From my brother Severus, to be kind and loving to all them of my house and family, by whom I also came to the knowledge of Thrasea, and Helvidius, and Cato, and Dio, and Brutus. He it was also that did put me in first conceit and desire of an equal commonwealth, administered by justice and equality, and of a kingdom wherein should be regarded nothing more than the good and welfare of the subjects. Of him also to observe a constant tenor, not interrupted with any other cares or distractions, in the study and esteem of philosophy, to be bountiful and liberal in the largest measure, always to hope the best, and to be confident that my friends love me, in whom I moreover observed open dealing towards those whom he reproved at any time, and that his friends might without all doubt or much observation know what he would or would not. So open and plain was he. This meditation starts out with an appreciation of Severus for his introducing to Marcus the stories and lives of Thrasea and Helvidius and Cato and Dio and Brutus. Publius Clodius Thrasea Paetus was a senator, one with quite a story as it happens, but I'd like to point out that he was also a friend of Seneca's. And within the letters of his name, we can spell, without reusing any of those letters, the name Lucilius. Now, I am not saying that he's the infamous character that Seneca was writing his moral letters to, but wouldn't that be something? Anyway, Thrasea was a bit of a troublemaker in that he wasn't afraid of Nero, or didn't seem to be. Instead, he regularly supported motions in the Senate and argued for them successfully, which were not in alignment with what the emperor wanted. Despite this, he lived quite a long time, into old age, some might say, before Nero, eventually, ordered his execution. And he responded to that order not by attending his own trial, but by hosting a small dinner party at his home instead. And when he got the news that he had been found guilty, he retired from his friends and calmly slit his wrists. Moving on to Helvidius, he had multiple occasions to upset Emperor Vespasian, eventually resulting in that emperor ordering his execution. Cato, a man who Seneca believes exceeds the example of the Stoic sage, likely needs no introduction, also killed himself. Brutus was, of course, complicit in the assassination of Caesar and is perhaps the most famous of that emperor's assassins, et tu, Brute. And Dio, I believe, refers to Dio Chrysostom, who was an orator during the first century. The one thing I find interesting about this list is that all these men, unless I miss my mark, were supporters of the Republic, not the Empire. I find it further interesting that an emperor had such high regard for these old Republic supporters who likely saw the loss of democracy under the Empire as the worst thing to ever happen to Rome. And Marcus was, necessarily because of his position, part of that Empire, good as he tried to be. So Marcus is grateful to his brother for introducing him to the works and lives of these men who would have all been long dead before Marcus's time. And also long dead before his brother's time, but it was his brother who had an interest in these individuals and brought knowledge of them to Marcus. And then there's this. He it was also that did put me in the first conceit and desire of an equal commonwealth, administered by justice and equality, and of a kingdom wherein should be regarded nothing more than the good and welfare of the subjects. And I think this is really kind of beautiful because when you're a dictator or an emperor, which I guess an emperor kind of is a dictator, a supreme leader or, you know, some other version of that, if you don't want this sort of thing for your subjects, the Republic no longer exists, so your subjects aren't going to get an equal commonwealth if you don't want it, right? Because democracy is dead under an empirical rule. Marcus was not interested in power. He was interested in what the Republic would have been interested in. Fair and just rule. Though he couldn't provide democracy, it does seem that he tried to do his best to provide fairness and justice, which is what makes him one of those five good emperors. We see also that Severus valued philosophy. When Marcus was otherwise surrounded by sophists and purple-wearing royalty who likely had less regard for it. To be bountiful and liberal in the largest measure, always to hope the best, and to be confident that my friends love me. To give, not take, to share, not hoard, to be positive in his outlook and not negative or hopeless, to believe that his friends are with him, not against him, to, in this way, see his friendships as supportive and positive. And then lastly, in whom I moreover observed open dealing towards those whom he reproved at any time, and that his friends might without all doubt or much observation know what he would or would not. So open and plain was he. With this last bit, and having now worked through the prior parts of this meditation, is it not obvious how large an impact Severus had on Marcus? Perhaps the biggest impact yet of all of his thank yous. Severus seems to be like a mirror image of who our favorite emperor is trying to be. He is forthright, honest, open, tells the truth, doesn't mask how he feels, is willing to forgive, is kind, and speaks in not dressy language, but in plain language so that all might know exactly what he means and not be curious about his intentions or suspicious of his motives. And so here is my challenge for you today. I'd like you to think about someone in your life who is your greatest influence. Who do you seek to emulate? Who has given you the example you need to make yourself better? Is it a sibling? A parent? Is it someone in our Discord group? Is it Judy Stove, our favorite Aussie researcher of Stoicism? Or maybe it's a dear friend or school teacher from your past. But whoever it is, think about this and identify them and reflect on how they've shaped you. Then join our Discord and share what realizations, if any, that you came to with us. We'd love to know what's going through your head after hearing this particular meditation and reflecting on your own influences. For now, though, thank you for listening. Have a great start to your week, and take care.